The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies says the Ebola epidemic in the northwestern Republic of Congo still shows no signs of abating. The Red Cross says this epidemic is particularly virulent and that so far it has killed 120 of the 135 cases that have been reported. The Red Cross says it fears the death toll could be higher than that reported. Red Cross consultant Didier Revol has just returned from Kele and Mbomo, the two districts in the Republic of Congo affected by the Ebola epidemic. Mr. Revol says most of Kele's population of 5,000 fled into the forest at the height of the epidemic in mid-February. He says he is afraid that many of those hiding in the forest are at risk of contracting the fatal disease.
What we fear, actually, is that as you have to survive in the forest, you have to eat. And what do you eat when you are in the forest, when you come from a traditional hunting society? You eat monkeys. And the Ebola epidemic just started beginning of January when three hunters came back from the forest where they found a dead animal, a chimpanzee, and they ate the chimpanzee. And that's the way the epidemic started.
Mr. Revol says about one-third of those who fled to the forest in February have returned to Kele. But he says this is potentially very dangerous because these people do not know how the disease is contracted and transmitted. He says 19 locally recruited Red Cross volunteers are working to inform the population about the dangers of Ebola and how they can protect themselves.
But the volunteers have to fight against a lot of ancestral beliefs. Witchcraft is very, very present in this area of Africa. And this is really, for volunteers, a tremendous task, a very difficult one, because they don't get any kind of recognition from the population.
Ebola is a highly contagious disease that is spread through blood and body fluids. There is no known cure and no effective treatment. Experts say the best way to halt its spread is through prevention, prompt detection, and isolation of suspected cases. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.